you remember the 2018 Thai cave rescue? It was an international mission which saved 12 boys and their coach after a junior football team became stuck in a flooded cave. Well, that extraordinary real-life story is now the subject of a Hollywood movie, 13 Lives, which hit streaming service Amazon Prime Video on Friday.
Just a crazy idea.
You've got a skill none of the rest of us have.
No. It's insane. It's unethical. It's illegal.
Man's already died.
Breathe.
We do nothing. We'll be bringing him out dead for sure.
That's part of the trailer for Ron Howard's 13 Lives. Wenli Ma is a TV and film critic for news.com.au, obviously a regular on Breakfast. Wenli, good morning.
Good morning.
13 Lives was filmed on the Gold Coast. It has some big names involved, and the original plan was that it would be released in cinemas. So how come it's coming out on a streaming service instead?
Well, it's got huge names involved besides just Ron Howard. It's got Colin Farrell, and I don't know if people remember, but there were these photos of him being snapped doing the Brisbane Marathon when he was filming here. Viggo Mortensen, and of course Australia's Joel Edgerton. You know, it's weird because the whole time you kind of think this is a perfect movie for cinemas. It's big in scale. It's big in story and scope. It's got a great, very prominent Thai cinematographer involved as well. And it was on the release schedule for movies for ages. And then it just swerved and became an Amazon Prime Video release instead. Now, normally you might think that was a bad sign. Oh, no, it's another Hollywood studio selling off a movie. They think that's not going to do well. But really, it's because Amazon went ahead and bought MGM Studios, who made the movie for the cinemas, and decided they really wanted this to be a big tentpole movie, or what they call a tentpole movie, to draw in subscribers. And we're going to see more and more of that from streaming studios, and it will be interesting to see what Amazon does with the MGM acquisition that they, you know, completed a few months ago. Because MGM, of course, is the home of James Bond. I mean, it seems ridiculous to think that James Bond might become a streaming first property, but I would have thought that this movie was absolutely going to go to cinemas instead. So their argument is that, you know, it's great for their 100, 200 million plus subscribers around the world to get to take part in this, what is actually a really triumphant story. I mean, it's 2.5 hours long, and I found myself gripped the entire time. I was actually surprised because we all know how it ends, but there's still actually a lot of stakes and surprises in it. So I think we will see more and more of this sort of release strategy. It seems like it was going to be sort of a pandemic era thing, but it's obviously not.
Yeah, it's obviously bigger. Also out this week is The Sandman, a Netflix series adapted from these legendary comic books. Talk to me about this.
Yeah, these books, this series is adapted from Neil Gaiman's books. And so he's a big name in the fantasy realm, as it were. He's done things like Stardust and Good Omens, Coraline. So he's had a lot of work that's come in onto screen in TV and film. And The Sandman is probably one of his most famous works. And it's been in the works, a screen adaptation, since the early 90s. So over 30 years. And it's just become one of those things that have been impossible to adapt because the story is so involved. You know, you need a really high budget. And I think we're finally getting to a point where, well, over the past few years, especially with things like Game of Thrones, where they've gone, there is an appetite, there is an audience appetite for high concept fantasy titles. And so The Sandman is finally coming. It is about the being that is responsible for our dreams and nightmares. And he's been captured and held captive for 100 years. And in that century, everything has started to, you know, fall apart. And including humanity, because our waking lives apparently are very, very connected to our subconscious ones. And he now has to go on a journey to try and restore order and to the chaotic timeline. It is a really kind of lush, very high fantasy show. So if you're not, you know, down with people talking in what seems like tongues at times, if that's not your thing, it might not be the most accessible. But if you do like fantasy, and seemingly increasingly we do love it, it's really very visually striking. It's got a lot of interesting ideas.
And The Sandman is the first significant fantasy release of this month. What else is coming?
Well, the big one is coming. We'll talk about it in more detail in a few weeks, but it is going to be the new Game of Thrones prequel called The House of the Dragon, which is going to go up against the new Lord of the Rings show. They're all kind of coming at the same time, which seems wild to me. And then just this morning, Disney has bumped the release date for the new Star Wars series Andor, because they've looked at the space and just went, oh my God, we do not want to play in this very, very crowded space.
Sounds like a smart idea. Wenli, thank you.
Thank you.
Wenli Ma, TV and film critic for news.com.au and a regular on Breakfast.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.